Good evening. This is Bob Lederer, Chair Pro Tem of the PNB Elections Committee. It's April 28, 2008 at 8:42 p.m. Eastern, and I'm calling this meeting to order. And let me ask the Secretary Pro Tem, Yoshi Yamanaka, to please call.
Okay. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Bill Tozier. We'll come back to Bill. He was on earlier. Bob Lederer.
Here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Sophia Wangaza.
Here.
George Ryder, I understand, will not be joining us. George?
I'm sorry, can I ask whoever has background noise to please mute their phone? I believe it's #1.
By the way, this is Bill Crozier. I didn't hear if you heard called my name, but I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I did call your name, but I will mark you present.
Okay.
Jan Goodman. Jane Gateford. Leslie Radford.
Present.
Rob Robinson. Steve Brown.
Here.
Chico Chestin. Leslie Bethune. Yoshi Yamanaka is here. I believe also we have joining us is Carolyn Burden.
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. And so I've got 2, 4, 6, 8. Eight plus Carolyn. Carolyn, you'll excuse me. I'm not quite sure your exact status here, but we've got either 8 or 9 members on, and that would constitute quorum.
Okay, thanks, Yosh.
Sure.
All right, so as Yosh has mentioned, we have a non-member of the committee who's who has joined the call and has asked to be allowed to stay on the call. So let me just explain the situation, and then we can discuss how to handle this. As everyone, I'm sure, knows, the WVAI delegate election got delayed for several months by litigation and other issues. And so it was finally certified, I guess, about 2-3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. And the new LSB was seated last week, and they elected their members to the PNB and also to the various PNB committees last week. So as a result of those elections, the committee members from BAI up until last week had been myself as the director and Serene Roberts as the LSB member, and then there was a vacancy in the second LSB member position. As of last week, it is now, I am no longer on the PNB, so there's a vacancy for that seat on this committee, and then the two LSB members are myself and Steve Brown, who is on this call. So, Carolyn, why don't you explain your request?
Mike, I was waiting for a PNB meeting for us to have elections, and Mike Martin and a few other people very sensibly, I think, suggested that if the BAI directors could agree among themselves which committees they wanted, we could save the PNB an election. Elections by teleconference are very tedious because you have to mail in the ballots, wait for them to be counted, and so on. So I thought that was a good idea, and I got a list off to everyone. I hope I have everyone's picks properly. Nia was the one person. She had had 3 committees, and so there are 8 committees, essentially, and 4 directors. So I propose that we divide up 2 committees for each, and everyone could have a first choice. So I don't know if that list has been totally finalized, but 6 of the committees, people are pretty certain about what they want. And we have sent them out, and I had asked to be put onto the elections committee. No one else wanted that. No other director wanted that, so here I am.
Okay, now, just before we went on the stream, I heard you say that you hadn't heard back from Nia. So that means
right.
You don't know for a fact that no one else wants to be on the elections committee.
No, she had three committees. Elections was not one of them, and audit was one. I assumed I saw a note from her that she was going to be. I assumed she wanted to keep that because she was chair. That meets tomorrow night, and I don't know. I haven't heard anything else further from her.
Okay. Well, as far as I can see this situation, it's really premature to invite any new person to come on this committee until that's been agreed upon by the directors from WBAI. So, because, you know, it's we don't know what the future holds. Perhaps there might be a contested election or not, but we can't take it upon ourselves as a committee to just designate someone as the representative director from the station. So I would rule that Carolyn is not, at this point, a member of the committee, and therefore, like any other non-committee member, is not able to participate in the call. Obviously, she can listen on the stream, but not to participate.
I would say that there is some precedent for directors to attend committee meetings and participate, but simply not vote, which I certainly think would be proper tonight. On the third hand, no one else from WBI seems interested enough to be on the call, and we did make it clear that that is a possibility that people can sit in on committees throughout the network.
Steve Brown, may I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Steve.
It would seem to me that more harm might be done by not having a member of this committee than by having one. If we put Carolyn in as director, as a member of this committee, as a director, even pro tem, if there was a contest at some future date and another director stepped in, what harm is done? I would suggest, and put it to a vote, that she simply be seated as a director from WBAI until such time as that is challenged and she's kicked out or allowed to stay.
Okay, well, why don't we take one more
poll?
Okay. Oh, well,
this is Leslie, and I'd like to speak to this.
Yes, certainly. I was just going to suggest procedurally that we take maybe two pro and two con for what I understand is Steve Brown's motion, and then bring it to a vote. Is there any objection to limiting discussion to two and two?
None here.
Okay, hearing none, then that's how we'll proceed. So, Leslie, do you want to speak pro or con Steve Brown's motion?
Okay, well, on Steve Brown's motion and not the ruling of the chair at this point?
Yeah, well, essentially, I guess what I would take Steve Brown's motion to be is, he actually addressed something different than what I said. I said she couldn't participate, and he said that she can participate as a provisional member. So why don't we vote on, you know, discuss and vote
okay.
on that.
Right. I just want to make sure that I would like to oppose Steve Brown's suggestion somewhat.
Go ahead.
Okay. As Steve raised the question of harm, and to me the question of harm is that without the authorization of the LSC on this, honestly, those of us out here in other areas don't know that Ms. Burden would be speaking for the LSC or that her votes in this meeting would count. I would certainly be comfortable with her being on the call and hearing what she has to say, but I'm not prepared to seat her at this time without some agreement from the LSC that she is their chosen representative.
Okay. Who would like to speak in favor of Steve's motion?
This is Yosh. I'll speak in favor. You know, Carolyn is the only director from BAI that's shown any interest in this meeting. And if what Carolyn says is correct about Nina already having three committee choices, none of which include elections, I think Carolyn is going to, you know, be on this sooner or later, and so I would vote to seat her this time.
Okay. If it's okay, I'll call on myself to speak against the motion. I don't think it's fair or warranted for anyone to make any assumptions about what Nia Bediako does or doesn't want to do. In light of the shifting membership on the PNB, it's certainly possible she may want to shift her committees, given that other people are no longer on different committees. So I think it's really premature to be assuming how this is going to end up. And I think it would be inappropriate for this committee to presume to take it upon itself to appoint someone when that the bylaws clearly assign that responsibility to the PNB, that the PNB elects every member of every one of every director member of every one of its committees. And so until they've either done that or it's clear that there's not going to need to do that because there's no contest, then I don't think anyone should be seated. And you know, there are other methods to get input into our committee by email, by calling members of the committee, and so on. Okay, one more pro. Yes.
Yeah,
are you
Bill.
Speaking pro? Bill, you speaking
yeah.
pro? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to speak in favor. As long as it's, you know, says it's provisional, it doesn't look like on the agenda we have anything that's going to be too.
Jan.
Doesn't look like anything on the agenda is going to be too definitive, and if anybody that's seated provisionally for this call is willing to abstain on any votes, or we could table votes on anything that, well, that might make it different, then we could go ahead and proceed and let those people participate. This doesn't look like there's any dramatic things we're going to be voting on tonight, or they can't wait until the next month to vote on.
Okay.
This is Jan.
Okay. Hi, Jan. Okay.
And this is Leslie, and I just want to say I think I said LSB all the way through my comments, and I meant PNB.
Okay.
My apologies.
Fine. All right. So we've heard two pro and two con, and as we agreed earlier, we're now going to go to a vote. So as I understand, yes.
Point of order. I think we need to let Jan Goodman know what Steve Brown's motion, at a minimum, what the motion is, although I don't have enough time to give her the full background. But...
Right.
Thank you. I was going to suggest reading the motion.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Why don't I summarize it, and Steve, you can correct me if I have any part of it wrong. So Steve's motion is that Carolyn Burden be seated provisionally at tonight's meeting of the Elections Committee, pending a permanent election of a member to represent WBAI. Is that accurate?
Good enough.
Okay. All right. Is everyone clear? Anyone have a question of what that means?
Yeah. This is Anthony. I think it's pretty clear, but let me make certain. So this doesn't prejudge anything going forward. Then it's just strictly for this meeting.
Steve, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have a question.
Yes. Go ahead.
It sounded to me, and I apologize for getting on late.
Okay.
But it sounded to me like maybe we don't have a quorum, so we shouldn't be voting on anything anyway. I kind of
no. We have a quorum.
Okay. Then what was the business about not voting and waiting until later and voting?
It's because there's a vacancy on the position of WBAI director seat on this committee because the LSB that I come from. Chose not to re-elect me to the PNB last week. So, but they did elect me as an LSB member to this committee. So there's now a vacancy in the director position from WBAI on this committee. And Carolyn was asking to be seated, even though it's not clear yet whether another member might want to also run for that seat, in which case the PNB would vote on it. So that's the issue we're deciding, whether to make a decision tonight before the PNB is weighed in.
Okay. Can I ask if that maybe Carolyn, it doesn't seem to me that there would be anything that's per se related to WBAI, but if there were, maybe Carolyn could abstain from that.
Carolyn here, may I?
Yes.
Well, just to address that, the argumentation is closed, so if you just want to answer that one point.
I had said that I would be happy not to vote on anything tonight at all, since it is provisional. whether BAI or not. Were you asking if I could?
Oh, okay, then that's fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go to the vote then. Yosh, would you please call the roll?
Okay. Do you want it from the top or from the bottom?
Whichever you prefer.
Okay, we'll take it from the top this time. Anthony Peck?
Yes.
Bill Crozier? I don't know, Bill, are you still with us?
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
I'm not sure if I should call, I guess, Carolyn Burden. I won't call Carolyn. Sophia? Sophia Wangaza?
I hear some banging.
I'm sorry. Again, to the person who has background noise, please mute their phone.
Did anyone hear Sophia cast a vote?
I said pass.
Pass. Okay, thank you. George Ryder, I believe, is still...
He won't be here tonight.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jane Gatewood, has she joined us yet? Leslie Radford?
No.
Rob Robinson? Not with us yet. Steve Brown?
Yes.
Pico Tessin? Wesley Bethune? Yosh Yamanaka votes yes. And we'll go back to the pass from Sophia Wangaza. Sophia?
Yeah, I'll abstain.
And the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yays, 2 nays, and 1 abstain. So Steve Brown's motion passes.
Okay, so Carolyn Burden is provisionally on the call for tonight. Okay, I heard some beeps. Are there new people on the call?
Oh, this is Bill. I just changed phones. I dialed back in.
Is there anyone else? Okay, all right, let's move on then. So now let's proceed to the discussion of the agenda. I circulated a proposed agenda, and then Yosh added something to it. So let me read for those who may not have it in front of them, let me read what it says. Number one, approve agenda 5 minutes. Two, announcement of next meeting date and setting of the July meeting date. Three is review and approval of the meeting minutes for the last meeting, 5 minutes. Next is the elections of permanent chair and secretary. Next, and that was what Yosh suggested adding to this agenda. Next was reports from WBAI, WPFW, and KPFK signal areas on the status of their elections, 10 minutes. Five, report from the report categories working group and next steps, 15 minutes. Next is committee priorities for the year, 20 minutes. Next is the motion by Rob Robinson that was referred last year by the PNB concerning a task force on elections, 20 minutes. And then the motion concerning campaign finance reform, 20 minutes. And finally, new business, with a proposed adjournment time of 10:30. So the floor is open for discussion.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
I made a suggestion at the beginning of this meeting that we continue with temporary offices of this committee precisely for the reason that we do not yet have a definitive committee body selected. I myself am new to this committee. I know it's been going on for several months, and I'd like to catch up. And we don't have a WBAI director as yet appointed permanently, so I think it would be premature to lock in permanent offices to this committee. So I suggest pro tem continue.
Okay, so in other words, you're proposing to strike the elections of chair and secretary from tonight's agenda. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Anyone else want to weigh in on that point?
This is Bonnie. I agree that that actually makes some sense.
Right. Okay, yeah. That makes sense to me.
I'm sorry, Bob. This
oh, go ahead, Yosh.
Five matters. I'm willing to withdraw that. I just very confused as to all this dust that various elections have been kicking up. And so, officers until a bit more dust settles sounds perfectly fine to me. So I will withdraw that addition to the agenda.
Okay, well, it is very confusing, so let me just quickly try to set things straight, because I think Steve's suggestion is well taken. When we first convened the meeting this year, there was the unresolved election at BAI and also at WPFW, and so we agreed that the elections of officers would be provisional until those elections were resolved. And, of course, while the local election's been resolved at BAI, as we just finished explaining, the PNB election is not yet finished. And plus, we haven't heard from PFW yet. So I would agree that, you know, this would be premature to have that election tonight. Okay, so that's been agreed. So are there any other suggestions, suggested changes or comments about the agenda?
Carolyn here?
Yes.
I have one question. The second motion, campaign finance reform, there's no name attached to that. Whose motion is that?
Yes, that was a motion by Director Margaret Prescott from KPFK, and that was referred to this committee also last year. And now it's, you know, up to the committee to decide what to do with that. There was discussion and a vote and some amendments and a vote last year that it didn't pass at that point, but it's still, you know, something that's before the committee as to how to deal with the referral from the PNB.
Is this the amended version that's on the agenda?
The one that I pasted into the email is the amended version.
I this is Jan, and
yeah.
I'm not seeing it where it would be. Is it actually pasted, or is there a link? Or what?
It was pasted. It was what I posted on Saturday. You got that email to the listserv?
Oh, my God. Yosh to the PN.
Okay, well, I could resend it to you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other...
You know...
Yeah.
Who it's on Saturday. Is this Bob that's speaking?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just look forward to it.
Okay,
sure,
thanks.
Thanks.
All right, any other discussion on the agenda?
Yeah, this is Bill.
Yes.
Actually, this brings up something else. It seems like... I'm not sure everybody's on whichever listserv, and it seems like there's two that are being used. One's a Yahoo Groups, and the other's a Google Groups. I forgot who sent what, but I got an email about this meeting from both of those sources.
Right. Okay, so let me clarify
maybe,
that.
Maybe some people are left off of one or the other.
Yeah, as far as I know, because I checked, I think every current member of this committee is on both, but the difference is that the Yahoo Groups is the internal listserv, and the reason we need two different ones is that that's the one where we post the phone number and the code for these calls. So obviously that can't be made public. The Google Groups is a public list so the public can watch, you know, can see what our agendas and whatever other items that we might be posting to each other are.
Bob, a question
about
this list. Who operates this list? Because I don't think I'm on either of them.
Okay, well, our secretary, Yosh, operates them, and I asked him to add you to the list.
Okay, Yosh, did you do that? Because I don't think I received any emails.
I'm sorry, was that Bill?
No, this is Bob saying that, mentioning that I had sent you an email to ask you to add Steve Brown to the listserv.
Okay.
Did you have a chance to do that?
I thought I had, but it may have been to the wrong listserv, and if so, Steve, I apologize, and I will make sure you are added before the night is through.
Well, pistols at dawn tomorrow morning.
Okay, are there any other comments about the agenda, or can we move to decide this? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, hearing none, it's adopted. All right, so first we have the announcement of the next meeting date, and that by previous agreement at two meetings ago, that will be Monday, June 2nd at 8:30 p.m. And so now I think just in the interest of advanced planning, we should set our July date. So the floor is open for suggestions for a July meeting date.
How about Do we want to shoot for a Monday?
So far that seems to work pretty well, unless anyone has now developed a schedule change.
I will be
flying. Wesley Bethune.
Hi, Wesley.
Hi. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I might be flying that day. I'm not sure.
Which day?
The 7th or 8th.
Yeah, let's not do it right after the holiday.
Okay, right. Yeah, the July 4th comes on a Friday, so that would be a long weekend. So does someone want to propose
We could go right before the holiday.
About
June 30th.
The 2nd or something.
June 30th, okay. All right, are you proposing that, Anthony?
Sure.
Okay.
I think June 30th would be great because it's a fifth Monday, which means that those of us who have things scheduled on Mondays usually don't have things scheduled on fifth Mondays.
Okay. Is there anyone on this call who would be unable to attend a meeting on Monday, June 30th? Okay. Is there any? Did I hear someone else wanting to speak? No? Well, then, without objection, our next meeting will be Monday, June 30th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
One more question.
Yes.
Is the procedure, which obviously I don't know about, to announce again these meetings at a closer date and to provide new numbers to call in, or should we keep the same number?
The number continues.
Okay.
As far as I know. I mean, you know, unless something could change with the company, but for now that's how it's worked.
Right, and I think if there is a change, I think we'll probably post, a day or two or three before,
Oh, yeah. Now, we always post to remind people several days before the actual date. Okay. All right, so next we have review and approval of the minutes of the last meeting, which is March 31st. Now, Yosh was unable to attend that night, so Thea very graciously agreed to put together some notes, and I understand that she's had an extremely busy period lately and hasn't been able to do that yet. So, Thea, you can have that by our June 2nd meeting.
Yes, I think so.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so then obviously there's nothing to discuss on that agenda item, so let's go on to item 4, reports from each of the Signal areas that are late on their election. So let's start with WBAI. So as I mentioned at the top of the call, the elections were finally certified on, I think it was April 9th or thereabouts, and then the LSB was seated last Wednesday and elected our 4 new PNB members and all of the members of our committees. Meantime, the litigation that brought about the delay is continuing, and the plaintiffs are continuing to challenge some of the ballots and try to disqualify voters on various grounds. Does anyone want to add on the BAI situation?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think there's, I don't know how your reports have been in the past, but something significant about the BAI election, aside from the controversy, is that what I think is a much larger number of voters, significantly larger, participated in this WBAI election far over quorum. And I think that we should look into why that was and what we could do to increase the number of respondents in the elections at all the stations, because if the object of this is to widen the democratic nature of the foundation.
Okay, anyone else on the WBAI elections?
Well, Carolyn here, if I may.
Go ahead.
We have, we're still waiting. We did get copies of the scanned ballots, and I think they got them at other stations too, but what we don't have is the protocol for how disqualified ballots were decided, what the basis for disqualification was. And that turns out to be an interesting question. At the moment, the supervisor has turned over all his materials to Foundation Council. and they are being held, and we don't have them yet. Now, generally, those materials are made public, but at this point, they're being held by Foundation Council and not being released to the public, so we don't really know all the details about the election, and some things may still change, depending on what is in that data, which we don't have yet. It's an unusual situation, because generally all that material is released right after the election. In this case, it is not, however. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, and let me just add that one of the last emails I read when I was still on the PNB was from Foundation Counsel Dan Siegel announcing that he was going on a vacation for 4 weeks.
Right.
So that may have something to do with that material not being available yet. Okay, well, why don't we go on to WPFW? Actually, I don't think we have anyone on this call, do we, from WPFW?
So we can make it up.
Right. Well, I'll just report what I heard the last time this was discussed. I guess it was at a PNB teleconference, was that the election did not reach quorum on the listener side. It did on the staff side, and so there's three new seated staff members. But on the listener side, it fell somewhat short. And so what the LSB agreed, I suppose it was by consensus, is to informally have the ballots counted by actually Caleb Kleppner, the same person who counted the WBAI ballots. He's the person who is from the company True Ballots that supervises and runs many elections for nonprofits and unions. So he counted them and then informed the LSB of the highest vote getters. And then what the outgoing members are, I guess, in the midst of figuring out is how many of them whose terms would have expired but are extended under the bylaws for failure to reach quorum are going to resign voluntarily to make way for the winners or the people who would have been the winners had there been a quorum, an election that made quorum. So I think that process is going to get wrapped up at their May meeting. That's my recollection.
Question?
Yeah.
The bylaws seem to be clear on this. There is no election. But the resignation of any directors on the LSB cannot be to make way for the people who would have been seated had the election been certified. Their resignations would only empower seating of those people from the prior election who are next in line.
That's correct, except in their case, they've exhausted the list a while back of the runners up.
That's another bylaws loophole then.
Well, you could look at it as a loophole, or you could look at it as a way to try to take into account the voters' intent, even though they didn't reach quorum.
I understand. I'm talking about the rules and the laws.
The bylaws do have a specific provision for if the list is exhausted, then the LSB can appoint the members. And so that's, in essence, that's the clause that's being used here.
Oh, okay.
So it's compliant with the bylaws. Okay, anything else about PFW, or can we move on?
I have a question.
Yes.
Jan. I thought that everybody on WPFW had said that they would resign and put in these new people. I mean, all the people whose term was up had said that they were. Is that not the case anymore? Some of them are and some of them aren't.
Well, I'm not the most up-to-date, so all I know is that at the last time I heard, there was some question, perhaps about one or two people, whether they would, in fact, resign, since it is voluntary and they are not required. So I don't know the most recent status.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So now, KPFK, would any of the people on this call from that station tell us if they've heard anything about the status of the recount?
Let's turn to Jan on this one. This is Leslie.
This is Jan. I have heard zero.
Okay. Leslie?
Same here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yosh.
Yosh.
Ditto. Ditto here.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just...
We were waiting until the more crucial elections the idea was that the WPFW and WBAI were, in a more serious situation. So now that they're done. I guess I don't know what power. I don't think we have any power at all. We're supposed to be writing kind of general reports, but maybe we can at least suggest to whoever. I mean, we could talk about how to get Caleb or whoever to now turn their focus on KPFK and get the recount done, or the count, actually.
Right. Well, this whole matter of elections has been delegated by Nicole Sawaya to Dan Siegel. So until he comes back from vacation, I don't think anything is really going to be able to move forward. I think we're just going to have to wait a little bit longer.
How did she delegate it?
I do not know any of those details. That's all that's been said.
Okay. Would anybody... May I make a suggestion that we... I mean, I'm willing to do it as an individual, but I think it would be more persuasive to just, as I understood it, this was... what's his name? Caleb. Is it Caleb?
Caleb Kleppner.
Yeah, Caleb. Okay, Caleb was hired to finish Casey's job.
No.
He
was hired to do the election at PFW and separately to do the election at WBAI.
May I interject here, Carolyn?
Yes.
On March 31st, we had the tallying with Caleb, and some of us asked him point blank when he was going to do the KPFK election. And he hesitated for a minute, and he said next week. And then we heard that he had another election in Florida, or W, I'm not sure which, to do. But he was quite firm, and when we'd asked him the nature of his relationship was with the elections, he said he had signed a contract with Dan Siegel to do the BAI election and a KPFK count. Now,
I don't know when
W got in there, but on March 31st, that was the status that he reported.
Okay, well, that's new information to me, so it looks like he will be doing it.
If the committee can, feels that it's appropriate to, communicate our desire to have the count go forward on KPFK as soon as possible, I would make a motion. Maybe I should just make a motion to that effect. And then...
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'd like to make a motion resolved that the Pacifica Foundation requests that Caleb Kleppner be assigned to do the count of KPFK, count or recount of KPFK, as soon as possible.
Point of information, Steve Brown.
Yes, go ahead.
The scope of this committee, is this committee able to make requests of the PMB or anybody else in the foundation?
Thanks, Steve. I was about to point out that the proper form for that motion is that the PNB Elections Committee recommends that, and then the rest of,
okay,
Caleb Kleppner, because we can't request management to do anything directly.
Yeah, okay. And I would like to add to that, in order to facilitate the closure of the 2007-2008 election cycle.
Okay. So is there any discussion of the motion? All right. Well, hearing none.
This is Bill.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what the urgency is. I obviously, it's been a long time, so I'd be glad to support the motion. But one of the things that we talked about before the WBAI count was finally done was the need for having some written procedures. I don't know if we need those, but that wasn't really done for the WBII thing, but I don't know if the KPFK folks feel that confident and comfortable about going ahead and letting Caleb Kloeppner and his folks coordinate that, or do we need some written procedures to handle any of the questionable things like write-ins or whatever?
Does anyone want to address that?
Well, I'll address the first part of it, that is to say what the urgency is. The urgency is we have actually temporary
people. Well, I guess I understand
people.
The urgency. That's okay. Yeah.
This is Jan Goodman.
Yeah.
The urgency part is that we don't have a real final count, and our our LSB may change composition depending on how the count comes out, because a lot of votes were not counted. So it is of a significant nature. I mean, we're just going along as if these people were elected, but it may change one person on the LSB.
Okay. Is there
I think
more?
My major question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Bill. Again.
Go ahead.
So, major question was then: do we need written procedures first? Are there any issues that you think would need to be spelled out in writing before they start doing the counting? Because I'd heard that there was some confusion about that previously when Casey was trying to do that.
Jan,
I'll chime in here.
Bill, okay, go ahead, Yoach.
And I wasn't as close to the election process as Jan was, but Bill, you probably realize that Casey created a lot of confusion and generated tons of complaints. And so, well, anyway, I'll leave it at that, and maybe Jan can fill in the rest.
Well, in terms of should we have written procedures, the answer is clearly yes. With regard to do we need written procedures to do this recount, the answer is no. I think everybody who is familiar with, or virtually everybody who's familiar with instant runoff, understood that the way that the votes were counted were not appropriate. And if you'd like me to go into what the problem was, then...
No, that's okay.
Okay. But anyway, so it's not as if this is like a mystery as to, you know, like, should we do this in manner A or manner B? Like, almost everybody says it should be done in manner B, but it was done in manner A. So they just need to be, you know, recounted. And it's going to take... It's not that big of a deal, but it does need to be done. That's
okay.
All. In order for it to follow the Pacifica rules or the Pacifica election procedures.
Was that Leslie?
It sure is.
Go ahead.
To be specific for people who aren't up on what's going on here, our number one vote getter turns out not to be a member, and those votes need to be redistributed. That's the problem. It's really pretty simple. I don't know if there's any pressing need. I am, frankly, can I get some clarity on where WPFW is? Are they going to need Caleb's services? Because I would defer to them as far as
I can answer that question. They've already had Caleb services. They did count the votes on an informal basis, as I was saying earlier, in order to guide their LSB in making appointments.
Okay.
So that's over as far as the ballot count.
Okay. And BAI?
And that's over as far as the ballot counting. So there's still a whole court case about which ballots should be counted, but they've all been counted.
I mean, if Caleb's services are not needed at either of these more pressing issues, then yes, I certainly would support this motion that he come to KPFA and straighten this out.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I don't have any further. This is Jan. I don't have any further discussion, but I actually would like you to. You had made a suggestion as to how the resolution should go.
Right.
And if you would repeat that, I'll.
Okay. I'll say the first part, and you have to fill in the blank because I wasn't taking notes. It would be that the PNB Elections Committee recommends that Caleb Kleppner and pick it up.
Okay.
I can pick it up from there.
Go ahead, Yosh.
The PNB Elections Committee recommends that Caleb Kleppner be assigned to do the count of KPFK in order to facilitate closure of the 2007-2008 election cycle.
Okay, is that correct, Jan?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so is there any objection to adopting this motion? Hearing none, it's adopted, and let me suggest that Yosh, as our secretary, send a copy to both Nicole and Dan Siegel, just, so they both have a record of it. All right? Okay, so we've actually more than exhausted the time, and that reminds me I should appoint a timekeeper for the rest of the meeting. Would someone be willing to volunteer to keep time?
I'll do it. This is Bill.
Oh, thanks very much, Bill. Okay, the next item is 15 minutes, and that is the report from the Report Categories Working Group and Next Steps. And Leslie, I believe you would agree to try to convene that. I know you ran into a problem.
Yes, that's correct. We ended up with two people responding to the call for schedule. Their schedules were completely conflicting. There was no match point between the two of them, and nobody else jumped in on the conversation. So unfortunately, I have to say that I failed to convene that group, although I did compile, as was requested, the list of categories used by previous national election supervisors. So that's available to us now. But we do not have categories that came out of that working group. And in fact, that working group did not meet, and my apologies.
Okay. Well, let me just reiterate, and also for the new member and for those listening, what this group was supposed to do and still should do. And that is to comb through prior reports of election supervisors and the general feedback from any members, listener, or staff members as to the last, well, not just the last election, any of the elections, to see what are the remaining problem areas, which we know there are many, that need to be worked on in the next year so that hopefully the next election will be one that is free of these problems that have continued to plague every one of these elections. So it's to categorize the problems and present, I would say, a template for this committee to look into crafting some proposed solutions. So at this point, it's not any of the substantive discussion of what to do about the problems, but just to kind of put them all together in a master list in some logical order. So now, Leslie, do you have a list of those who had volunteered?
Not with me, Bob. I am not
okay.
At my computer at the moment.
All right, no problem. Well, we have just about everyone here. So would those who volunteer just say your names?
This is Jan.
Bill.
Okay, Jan, Bill. Who else?
I can give you the names, whoever else.
Yeah, my email CC'd everybody on the committee. If you have my email, you've got the list.
Wesley, I too.
Okay.
Carolyn, so, I'll be glad to volunteer.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to say anyone new is welcome to add their name. Anyone else want to further ask?
There was also Vico who had volunteered.
Okay. Any?
There were about six on the original list. I believe Serene was on there also.
Okay.
And Bob.
What's that?
Bob was on the list. You were on the list.
Oh, okay. I'd forgotten. All right. Anyone else want to add their name?
A point of information.
Yes.
Leslie, someone mentioned Tico's name. Was Tico one of the people that responded to, the call for a consensus?
No, he was not.
So may I suggest that we keep him off so that, you the committee or the working group can start moving forward?
Well,
frankly, all I need is one. All we needed was one more person to express a preference, and I would have gone with it because both people were willing to drop out if we could come to some a majority of two, and nobody chimed in.
Well,
it was the silliest thing I've seen in a long time. I sent out about four emails, and nobody responded except two people with conflicting schedules.
Can I make a suggestion procedurally? Why don't we agree on a minimum number? And I would just throw out the number of three, or if people want to say four. And once we've heard from that number and they can agree on a common date, that then the meeting will be held. And if other people can come, terrific. If not, those three or four will just have the first meeting. Is that acceptable to people? And do you want the number to be three or four? It's just to get the ball rolling.
I think three is enough. This is Jan.
Okay.
I mean, if what we're doing is pouring through old reports, three is a very good starting number.
Okay, so is there any objection to saying three will be the quorum for this working group? All right, and then, Leslie, would you be willing to take another stab at convening?
If people will respond affirmatively or negatively, I'll give another go. No problem.
I'm sorry, does someone want to speak? Okay, so Leslie's going to convene it as soon as you can get three people to agree. Really, it's yourself and two other people, minimum, to agree on a date, then you'll hold the meeting, and anyone else is welcome to attend. All right, is there anything else anyone wants to say about, you know, guidance for the group or next steps?
This is Yosh.
Go ahead, Yosh, and then Bill.
Okay, so on this working group, I've got Leslie, Jan, Bill, Carolyn, Tico, and Bob. Is that a correct listing?
Yosh, I cannot verify that, but anyone who got my email heard this.
Okay, well, anyway,
as I say, unfortunately, I'm not at a computer right now.
Right. There's a group of six for you, at least, for starters.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Okay, Bill?
I was going to say, one thing that would be helpful if one person from each station would volunteer to get the report from their LES from all the preceding elections. I think that's one of the things we need to be looking through also. I'm not sure. I don't think they're all available to, at least I don't know how to get all of them.
I don't think KPFA's was made available.
Bonnie, are you talking about the 07 election? Because I have seen earlier ones.
But the 07, I don't believe. I think that one was written, but I don't think it made its way out into the world.
Bonnie, would you be willing to check with the former supervisor to see if that person has a report? Or
the last time I think somebody did check, she had handed it in to Casey, and it seemed to not have moved any farther than that. But, I can check with her.
Okay, terrific.
As far as I can tell, on Casey's report, he did not include any of the local election supervisors' reports.
Right.
And I don't know if there's one from KPFK either, frankly.
Carolyn here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was looking for things, and I couldn't find them. And I was talking to Brian Cherotsuki, and he offered to make space on the Pacificana website if we wanted to post these reports so people wouldn't have to get Yahoo accounts if they didn't want to or struggle through Google groups, which I find difficult. But if we would like to post them all in one place, there is a place, there is space available, and Brian's offered to do that for us if we send him our reports and whatever. If the group...
Did you say on the Pacific... I'm sorry, Jan.
Pacificana, yeah. I think that's the hosting website for Fulcrums, but it's Brian Cherotsuki.
It's a private list. I'd actually prefer that we stick to...
Is it private?
List. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty public. He was just going to make it an open website, no passwords.
I would prefer that our list stay with either something that's generated by the committee or a Pacifico somehow website.
Could someone facilitate that, getting Pete to give us a page where everything would be available on a website? Because it really is difficult for some people to get into the file sections of these various lists.
Well, go ahead.
I'll be glad to talk to him.
That's Bill?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, it's true that every committee is supposed to have space on the Pacifica. I think it's I can never get them straight. I think it's pacificafoundation.org. The PNB committees do have pages, so there shouldn't be any problem, getting him to put that up. Okay, thanks, Bill. All right. Any other discussion related to follow-up and next steps? Actually, the idea that I'm forgetting who said it now about getting the local reports. It might be a good one for each signal area to pursue with the person who had been their LES, their local election supervisor, if that person is still on good terms with the station. So would someone be willing to volunteer from each signal area to talk to the person? I have seen a report from the WBAI supervisor, so that can be, I can forward that to Bill, to forward to Pete, to post. One thing we have to check first is which of these are public, because I think sometimes they do have personnel references, so we can check that. But in any case, are there people from other signal areas who would volunteer to talk to their former supervisor? KPFA? I'm sorry, Bonnie already agreed. KPFK, any possibility, or does that seem unlikely?
This is Leslie, and I have no idea how to get in touch with her at this juncture. I can make some inquiries and try to find out, but she is no longer in touch with anybody that I know of.
Okay, well.
I'll try.
All right, that sounds fine. Okay, KPFT? Anyone?
Well, this is Bill. I'll do it.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
I've already got the last two, and I want to go back and get all the previous ones, but I've got the last two reports.
Okay, and would someone be willing to contact either Rob Robinson or Jane Gatewood from WPFW to see if they could follow up with their former supervisor? Maybe Yosh, would you be willing to do that?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Okay, anything else on the next steps with this?
It's Bonnie. Can I just go back for a second?
Sure.
I just went up to the Yahoo group, and it looks like the files are pretty available here. Does it not work very well for some people with their particular email accounts or something?
Yahoo should be Yahoo, worldwide.
But hey, I have compiled the list from the National Election Supervisors off that Yahoo list. The national reports categories are together. It's just the locals I think we're looking for.
No, I was curious. Somebody had said that they wanted to not have it on the Yahoo page because it was tough to get to, and I was just puzzled. I just was wondering.
Sorry, this is Carolyn.
Yeah, I think it was you, Carolyn.
I only said that because I'm repeating what I hear. For me, it was easy. I set up that list.
Yeah.
I think it's really accessible, and a Yahoo account is pretty easy to get. Yes, it is, and I think it would be nice if we could keep it, but if some people object, and maybe the other membership who are not on this committee need to see those lists. Those reports, Bob, I do think are supposed to be public.
This is Bill. I think they should be on a public server somewhere, too, unless we know there's something in there that shouldn't be, and those parts could be redacted, I guess, if for some reason there's personal information in there.
Well, that is, I think, the writer's choice, and if they release the report, it's supposed to be a public report, so I'm all for maybe both. I mean, put it in the Yahoo Groups list, but also on a website somewhere.